Welcome back, my dear members. In this discourse, I shall deal with verse 1 to 19 of the 18th chapter. I shall begin the 18th chapter in this discourse. 18th chapter is called as Moksha Sanyasa Yoga. I shall deal with verse number 1 to 19. Arjuna Uvacha Sanyasasya Mahabaho Tattvamichchami Veditum Tyagasya Cha Hrishikesha Prithakkeshi Nishudana Shri Bhagavan Uvacha Kamyanam Karmanam Nyasam Sanyasam Kavayo Viduhu Sarva Karma Phalatyagam Prahustyagam Vichakshanah. Yajyam dosha vadityeke karma prahurmanishinaha yajnadana tapakarma natyajyamiti chapare. Nischayam shunume tatra tyage bharata sattama tyago hi purusha vyagra trivida samprakirtitaha yajnadana tapakarma Natyajyam karyameva tat yajnyodanam tapascheiva pavanani manishinam etanyapitu karmani sangam tyaktva phalani cha kartavyani time partha nischitam matamuttamam niyatasya tu sanyasah karmano nopapadyate mohatasya parityagah Tamasa parikirtitaha Dukkamityeva yatkarma Kaya klesha bhayatyajet Sakrutva rajasam tyagam Naiva tyaga phalam labhet Karyamityeva yatkarma Niyatam kriyate arjuna Sangam tyaktva phalam chaiva Satyaga sattviko mataha Nadveshtya kushalam karma Kushalena anushajjate Tyagi sattva samavishtaha Medha vichinna samshayaha Nahi deha bhruta shakyam Tyaktum karmanya sheshataha Yastu karma phalatyagi Satyagi tya vidhiyate Anishtamishtam mishram cha Trividham karmana phalam Bhavatyat tyagi nam pretya Natu sanyasinam kvachit Panchaitani mahabaho Karanani nibodhame Sankhye krutante roktani Siddhaye sarvakarmanam Adishthanam tatha karta Karanam cha prutak vidham Vividhascha prutak cheshta Daivam chaivatra panchamam Sharira vang mano bihi yat karma prarabhate naraha nyayam va viparitam va panchaite tasya hetavah tatraivam sati kartaram atmanam kevalam tuyah pasyatya krita buddhitvat nasa pasyati durmatihi yasya naham krito bhavah Buddhir yasya na lipyate hatva visa imaan lokan nahanti na nibadhyate jnanam nyeyam parijnata trividha karma chodana karanam karma karteti trividha karma sangraha jnanam karma cha karta cha tridaiva guna bhedatah prochyate guna sankhyane Yatha vachunutanyapi. Arjuna says, O Krishna, I just want to know the true nature of renunciation and the true nature of relinquishment. What is the difference between the two? Difference between renunciation and relinquishment. To which Krishna replies, O Arjuna, the sages of the ancient time. They described the renouncing of actions that fulfill kama, that fulfill expectations, as renunciation or sannyasa. The same sages have declared also that the abandoning of the results of all actions as tyaga or relinquishment. Some learned men have said that all action should be relinquished by man, considering them as very bad or evil. There are some others who say that actions pertaining to sacrifice, charity and austerity should not be relinquished at all. But I tell you, O Arjuna, the final understanding about relinquishment. O Arjuna, because relinquishment is considered to be of three kinds. You know that? Krishna tells Arjuna, work or duty in the form of sacrifice, charity and austerity should not be relinquished, Arjuna, but they should indeed be done, performed, because sacrifice, charity and austerity are very purifying to the world. But Arjuna, even these actions should be performed without attachment and without fruits of action. This is what I consider as the most important. Even while giving away charity, a person should not have attachment. Arjuna, renunciation of obligatory work, it is not at all correct. If you abandon such obligatory work, it is only because of delusion you do it, and such relinquishment is called, or renunciation is called, tamasika sannyasa. You should never do it. But sometimes, out of fear of pain resulting in the body, a person might relinquish some action. Thus he performs rajasika relinquishment. And mind you, one will not get any fruit from such relinquishment. Arjuna, when obligatory duty is done, because it has to be done, you should never give up. But you should give up the attachment behind the obligatory duty and also its fruit. Such a relinquishment is called sattvika relinquishment. The person who relinquishes with sattva quality in him and a firm understanding with no doubts at all, he neither hates, takes to aversion for disagreeable work, or he gets attached to agreeable work. Neither he hates nor he gets attached to agreeable work. He will do any kind of work. He would not distinguish between agreeable and non-agreeable, disagreeable work. Arjuna, one thing you have to be clear in your mind. Action, for that matter, cannot be completely relinquished by embodied soul. You can only relinquish the fruit of action, and such a person is called relinquisher. There are three fruits of action: disagreeable fruit, agreeable fruit, and a mixture of disagreeable and agreeable fruit. But these three fruits of action will travel with the non-relinquisher even after his death. But these three types of fruits of action will never accompany the relinquishers even after their death. Arjuna, I tell you and you know from what I say that there are five causes for any accomplishment of work. This was declared by the sages. What are the five causes? 1. The seat of action. 2. The agent of action. 3. The senses. 4. The hard work or the effort behind the action. And 6. Who is the presiding deity or divinity within the action? So these are the five causes for accomplishment of any work, my dear Arjuna. Arjuna, whatever be the action a person performs by his body or by his speech or by his mind, it can be a good action, or sometimes without his knowledge it can be a bad one also. But all these actions, mind you, will certainly have these five causes which were mentioned by me in the previous verse. Therefore, a person with pure understanding looks upon the absolute Brahman alone as the agent. A person with pure understanding will look upon the absolute Brahman as the non-agent, not as agent. Only a person with limited understanding will look upon the absolute self as the agent. But a person with pure understanding will always look upon the absolute self as the non-agent. This is what Krishna has been telling from the beginning. On the other hand, there is the person with impure understanding. He will always look upon the absolute Brahman as the agent, and therefore he is an ignorant person and he does not see the truth. Arjuna, a person who is free from egoism and whose understanding is perfect, such a person, though he kills beings, does not actually kill them, because he never gets bound. Maybe, my dear members, this is the reason, the 17th verse of the 18th chapter, that Krishna wanted Arjuna to fight, and he wanted Arjuna not to think that he was the killer, because he doesn't kill. He wants Arjuna not to be bound. O Arjuna, knowledge, knowable entity, and the person who knows, that is a knower, they are the three types of impulse to action. In the same way, the instrument of action, the object of action, and the agent of action, they are the three types of basis of action. Karma chodana, karma sangraha. Karma chodana is the impulse to action. Karma sangraha is the basis of action. Knowledge, action, and agent, they are all said to be, again, of three kinds only. As according to the gunas in which actions prevail. I shall tell about them also in detail. O Arjuna, thank you.